First in family, what's going on? I had the wrong slide, slid up there, and kind of caught me by surprise. Right before we went live, Anne was talking about how much she appreciates it when I smile at her. So I was in the zone a little bit, you know, feeling good, all feeling good about myself, making my beautiful wife happy with my smiling face. So forgive me. We'll reset. First in family, what's up? Happy Friday, y'all. Thanks for hanging out with us. Finn Live, Q&A, Fam Jam. I know I'm a little loud. I didn't even get the tap, and not I know yet. I'm loud. I can tell.
There's a little meter that pegs into the color.
The meter's fine. It's pegging right at the yellow peak, yeah. Right where we want it.
When it hits up towards the red, I tap him.
I'm going to hit you up towards the red if you keep it up. Don't be tapping me. Tell you who's going to be getting tappened.
I got punched in the face. I got hit.
Ate a knee earlier this week. It's been a good week for you. So guys, if you're here, don't think that this is the domestic violence hour. That's not how we roll. We're just hanging out, having a good time. You know how we do. Say hello. Get in the conversation. Stephanie Hostetler is here. Fry-yay. Hey, Stephanie. I think I sent you an email. You going to write me back? You gonna let me know, huh? You gonna let me know? Coach Kim is here. What is going on, Coach Kim? How are you? You know, we are just hanging out. Finn Live, Jonathan, Fam Jam, doing the thing. I tried to take that away and it came back. You could tell I'm in a good spot.
Stephanie.
I'm just glad it was received. Don't worry. You just take your time. You don't worry about it. But yeah, man, how are y'all doing on this Friday? We got a little bit to talk about. We had a last minute question come in that we're going to address, and then we have something that's super, it's kind of a big deal. So yeah. We're going to go over it. So we'll dive into that too. If you're here live, you get to ask your questions, which is always the benefit of joining the Fam Jam. And if not, I'm sure we'll be explaining this for the rest of our lives, until we're blue of the face, at least until this thing rolls out. Stephanie says she's conflicted. We shall chat. I figured that's what was going on, and I'm here to tell you that I am the conflict resolver. If you got a problem, yo, I'll solve it. So just drop me a line, and we'll get this figured out. I also need another favor from you specifically. It's a much shorter ask. I think you'll be okay with doing this one. But I have a feeling the next segment of the FJ of the Fam Jam is going to take a little bit of time. So I'm going to get right into this question after I say hello to Murphy. Hey guys, happy Friday. How are you? I hope you're doing well. I hope you're medicated because we're about to get into it. And then Coach Kim says it's wild over here folding all the laundry. Coach Kim, I want to first of all say I thought it was awesome. You shot that video for a member of yours who was having, you know, some deals, and he shared it with the group. Could you shoot a video on folding laundry? And the only reason I say that is because you guys know me, right? I like to solve problems. I don't like to contribute to them. If I'm going to bring something up, I like to bring a solution. We may have a problem in this house. And that problem is, I run out of underwear. I can't find any clean underwear in this house. So I thought I solved this problem by purchasing an additional 3 packs of underwear. That wasn't enough, y'all. 18 extra pair of them drawers ain't enough to keep the dresser full of clean undies. So as I got out of the shower to do this Fam Jam, I didn't have any underwear. So you guys infer whether there's pants on right now or not.
Yelling across the house at me. So the problem is not that we don't have clean underwear, because we do.
We have laundry. We've gotten to a system now. Laundry's, we got this figured
done.
Out. I've systematized laundry
and putting it away, not so much.
Right. So Stephanie says he's free. Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not. You just gotta hope I don't walk back too far, right? What happens if I keep going, guys? Are you gonna get a show? I don't know. Let's not find out. It's not that kind of show. It is the first in family, not the first in freak show. That is another reunion altogether. That's a whole other thing.
Channel.
It's a different channel. We'll keep it family related. Murphy says, still sore, can't lift anything over 10 pounds, but I'm getting better every day. Thank you for asking. Take care of yourself, Murphy. Make Greg take care of you, too. But you've plenty of time to answer that email Ann sent you, so you get after it. Kim says,
okay.
Right. So maybe we need to make a big video on how to get it put away, because, yeah, we haven't figured that one out either.
Because you know what it is? It's because it gets clean, I wash it, it gets dry, it's clean, and then it's in the clean hamper, and then I'm like, I'll fold it when we sit down to watch a show. But what happens is when we sit down and watch a show, I eat a snack, I sit, my butt's not getting up off that couch. Like, I'm not getting back up to get the laundry, to bring it over, to fold it, to carry it up, so I need to find a different time to commit to folding the laundry.
I don't know who FBU is, but FBU says the first in after hour show. That's a whole. I think that's premium entertainment. I think we have to upcharge for that, or maybe like a first in only fans. FBU, we don't know who you are.
One step too far.
But if you find this link, the i.amfirst.in/showme, we'll be able to see who you are, because I think this is the same FBU saying this is our house too with the laundry issues. Yeah. So follow us on our OnlyFans channel. And we'll have the after-hour show.
It's been 6 minutes, and he's already stepped over the line. We do not have an OnlyFans channel, by the way.
Kim says, Greg knows how to do laundry. Ask him. That's what I love. My laundry room is upstairs. We had an upstairs laundry room in the old house, and it was kind of nice for that.
It was nice.
FBU, another one. What's up? I don't know who you are. Let us know. Find the link. Or just put your name, like dash, whatever. That'll probably get annoying, so maybe find the link.
Yeah, but, those links expire, guys, so if you clicked it before, we're sorry.
They do. I try to preface it with every live, like just click it every week or so if you want. I don't know. I don't make the technology. That's not my baby. But click it if you can. Let's see who you are. If not, tell us who you are. But before I digress anymore, before we get on OnlyFans again, before we talk about whether or not I'm clothed, let's move on to a question. This question came to us from superstar Jamie Holiday. And maintaining motivation in maintenance. That's the subject.
All the alliteration.
The three M's, right? You got it? You dig it? You picking it up? Jamie says, can you talk a bit about staying motivated during maintenance? After a while, it can be easy to start slipping on these numbers. What's the best way to stay focused?
Good question.
Good question. Great question. And I'm going to get I'm going to get me out of the way first, guys. After a while, it can be easy to start slipping on those numbers. Can it? I don't know. That's a personal thing, and we'll talk about why. What's the best way to stay focused? It depends, right? So here's the thing. I'm going to dive at this from a couple different angles, and hopefully there's one in here that resonates with you a little bit more strongly than the rest, because this is something that is, again, it's like everything else, dude. It's very personal, right? But let's talk about maintenance for a second. Maintenance should be most of your life, right? We want to make progress, then we want to maintain progress. Because if not, we're just yo-yoing, right? We're just lost 10 pounds, gained 12 pounds. Lost 12 pounds, gained 15 pounds. You see, we start adding that net in. And that's a cycle that many of us were at before we found sustainable success. So we need to understand that we need to embrace maintenance for what it is. And that should be most of our lives. So we have to understand that maintenance isn't the interim between deficits. Maintenance is the name of the game. That is the whole enchilada. That is the big time. Because I don't care how great you do in a deficit. If you can't maintain that progress, you didn't really make it. By and large, we don't have a weight loss problem. We have a weight maintenance problem. So that is why maintenance is absolutely the most crucial thing about any sort of progress. And it's also why we focus on it so much. Not to mention that existing constantly in a deficit leads to death. We don't want that. So we have to be able to reconcile with maintenance. The other thing that we want to focus on when it comes to maintenance is realizing what that word means. Maintenance is a state of holding on to progress, right? We're maintaining what we've made. What's on the other side of maintenance? like right on the other side of it. Not like 10 miles away. Right on the other edge of maintenance. A surplus. Right? And what does a surplus mean in most contexts, right? That means gaining unwanted tissue, typically adipose, fat. Most of us aren't gaining unwanted muscle. Find me, if that person, find me that, I talk to them.
Yep,
I like learning that one. But right on the other side of maintenance is fat gain. Not only that, you're no longer maintaining, you're regressing. The opposite of progressing, you're regressing, right? So you're getting worse. So to me, maintenance is the ultimate time to stay on those numbers and to keep nailing it, because anything outside of that, any loosey-goosey, you are just throwing progress away. You're raising your hand and going, hey, take my progress. I don't need it. I'm so good. I don't need this anymore, right? And maybe you're not voicing that concern, but remember, it's your actions that matter, right? Not your wants, not your desires. It's how you act. So for me, that's what we need to understand. We need to understand what maintenance is. We need to understand why it's important. We need to reconcile the fact that we need to maintain way more than anything. And we also need to take it very seriously, because getting loose inside of maintenance means you're actually just accepting regression. You're throwing progress away, and you're making your next attempt at progress harder by setting yourself back further than you need to be. So now you have to make up for the progress you lost before you can make new progress. And depending on how loose you get and depending on how you treat your maintenance phases, you can actually undo your entire deficit phase. And we've seen it happen before. Yeah. Go said, hey to a couple people. Val is here. She says, hey. And Annette is here and says, hi, everyone. What do you think about maintenance?
Maintenance is tough, and this seems to be where a lot of people struggle, because you get comfortable, you've achieved something, and it happens a lot. Something in your brain flips over to, I did all this great stuff, I made all this progress, whatever it was, you lost weight, you gained muscle, you got stronger, whatever it is you were going for. It's okay to be a little loose now because you did all these awesome things. It's almost like a weird reward cycle, like, hey, I did this great stuff, so it's gonna be okay, I can get a little loose because I did it, I made it. Problem with that is, Jonathan called it already, the other side of maintenance. By, we don't know, 50 calories, 100 calories, who knows? It's a very small margin, is a surplus. The further you creep into a surplus, the harder it is to get back or stay in maintenance and then make progress later. So I think for me, the biggest thing is, I spent however long working my butt off, 6, 8, 10, 12 weeks to get where I wanted to get, to hang out and enjoy my progress, why would I go and mess it up? That hurts my heart that I would do this to myself. Like, this is probably my mindset the majority of the time. I just can't understand working for it, being hungry, because we're all gonna get a little hungry sometimes, and that's okay. Work my butt off in the gym, work my butt off on my numbers. I made all this progress, I'm awesome, happy for a day or a week or 2 weeks, and then I go and what, throw some of it away just because? I don't know that I could reconcile that later. Looking back at it 3 weeks, you know, down the road, 3 months down the road, the next year, if I've gained it all back, having to look back at that and go, this is nobody's fault but my own. I don't know that I could be okay with that in my head. So that's what I try to remember is, would I be okay 6 months from now gaining everything back and having to redo all that progress? No. The answer is always no.
Where could I have been had I, you know... Yeah. Whatever. So Annette says, I'm still seeing weight loss while in maintenance, not messing this up. As my coach says, move more. So we're not going to get super semantic here. If you're seeing weight loss, technically you're in a deficit, even though it may not feel like a deficit, and that's a sweet spot to be.
Yeah.
What it means is you're in a great spot calorically for your output, for your lifestyle, and you're still making improvements in your body composition, which is fantastic. Yeah. And what I refer to that as... if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And that's a great spot to be. Hang tight is probably some of the best words you could ever hear from your coach, because that means things are going awesome. Move more is a really good spot to be at, or a really good thing to think about when you're in a spot like this, because a body that moves looks, feels, acts, and performs different than a body that does not move. And all things being equal, a body that moves is going to be able to eat more, period. Which is always a good thing, too, because it means it's more sustainable. Murphy says, screwing up a deficit is my biggest fear. First thing I did out of surgery was email Ann because I was worried about ruining my deficit and losing all my progress.
So Murphy, she did. She emailed me like immediately after her surgery when she was lucid enough to email and was like, hey, I don't have a tracker for this week and things are messed up. For anybody who doesn't know, Murphy had emergency surgery, so it was not planned. She was in a deficit. She was crushing it. And then surgery happened. Life happened. And this, you know, this stuff comes up. And the only thing we can tell you is get better. Get better, get back on track, and we'll deal with it. It's not, you can't control everything. And she got right back to it, like, the day she got home and as much as she could eat. So it's, you know.
So I want to unpack this a little bit more from a tactical perspective.
Yeah.
So can you talk a bit about staying motivated during maintenance? Let's talk about motivation. What is it? It's feeling, right? Oh man, I feel good about doing this, so I'm going to do it. Man, let me tell you, if I only did the things I was motivated to do, a lot of shit wouldn't get done, and my life would look a whole lot different. I do not rely on motivation to do a damn thing, because motivation is fickle, and motivation is fleeting. I heard an awesome quote the other day, and you can extrapolate this and relate it to everything you want, but it says, everybody wants to be a frogman on a sunny day. And what this guy was talking about is if you drive by, you know, Coronado, where the SEALs train, and you see all these jack dudes with their shirts off running down the beach, you go, son of a bitch, that's badass. I want to be that. Until 9 hours later when it's cold and they're chafed raw in sand, doing flutter kicks in the surf and making sugar cookies out of themselves. Then all of a sudden, you're not really motivated to go be a frogman. So if you only rely on the things you're motivated to do, unless you have that mystical, fantastical, charmed life that I've never met anybody that exists in, you're going to have to find other reasons that are bigger than feel-goods to focus on things. Guys, I'm not motivated to brush my teeth half the time. I'm never motivated to pay taxes, but I hate prison. I hate the concept of it. Never been. Sounds like I'm not going to do well there.
And you don't want to lose your teeth.
And I don't want to lose my teeth.
Got to brush
my teeth. Might
suckers.
Lose my life. So yeah. These are all things, man. I told this to a buddy of mine the other day, and he got it because we were in a band together that was named after this movie, but the best quote ever, sell it up, is life is pain, Highness. Anyone that tells you different is selling you something. Pick your pain, right? Man, I don't really feel motivated to stay in maintenance today. I'd really love to go eat like an asshole. Cool. Hey, man, you, me, start that club. Sign me up. Sit me at the table next to you. But before we do that, let's ask, what pain is worse? The pain of tracking our food that day and hitting our goals that are so much higher than we're at in a deficit, that are so much easier to enjoy, or undoing all of our progress and making that next deficit that much harder to not even get that much better. Maybe just to make up for the mistakes we make, right? So we need to look at that. So rather than find ways to stay motivated during maintenance, rather than find ways to stay motivated during a deficit, rather than find ways to stay motivated on a Tuesday, rather than find ways to stay motivated to put clean underwear on, which is tough these days.
It's tough.
Let's find ways to make the difficult stuff easy through discipline, through habits, through structure, through routine. We don't forget to brush our teeth. We try not to forget to put pants on when we go outside in public. We try not to forget our wallet. That's not fun. That spontaneity is not cool. We try not to forget our house keys. We got all these things. We don't forget our kids. We don't forget all this stuff. Let's set ourselves up where maintenance is just part of the day. And that's the way I look at it. You know, when you say it can be easy to start slipping on those numbers, I don't know, can it? Because for me, the way I set things up, I'd make it very, very hard for myself to want to slip on those numbers. And there's a lot of things that come into play there when it comes to, you know, am I walking the walk? Am I doing this? I got some different mechanisms that kind of keep me rolling too. But we need to find those mechanisms for you. Like, why are you doing this and why is progress important to you? And if that trumps the desire for whatever you want to deviate from maintenance for, then it makes it easy. A guy was talking about the other day about discipline and about how, you know, how do you foster discipline? How do you create discipline? How do you do stuff with discipline? He goes, discipline comes down to two things. It's the lies we tell ourselves. And one lie is you tell yourself you want to get better. You want to get lean. You want to get jacked. You want to be successful. You want to have a great relationship, but you don't really want it. It's something you're telling yourself, right? You saw it on TV. You think it looks cool to be a frogman, but you really don't want to be a frogman because you don't want to do what frogmen do. You think it sounds good to be lean, but you don't really want to do what lean people do. So you're lying to yourself. No amount of coercion is going to help you develop discipline towards something that you don't really want. The flip side of that is you tell yourself, I'm okay right now. I don't mind deviating. I don't mind losing progress. I'm jacked enough. I don't mind losing some muscle. You know, I don't need the promotion. And you tell yourself these lies too, to avoid having to create discipline. And those are the lies that keep you up at night because you know they're lies. You know you're not okay accepting the outcome of those decisions, but you tell yourself you are in hopes that you can kind of manifest that reality. If your why and your wants are aligned, coming up with the discipline to execute on them becomes so much easier because it's what you want to do. I wake up in the morning and want to do these things, ergo I do these things. There are logistical, tactical concerns you can do, setting up routines, setting up habits for tracking, having a check-in buddy with your MyFitnessPal, you know, whatever you want to do, you can come up with all these tactical tips and tricks. But if you're not fully in to why you're doing it, you're going to have a hard time with discipline. So what's the best way to stay focused? I don't know. We're all going to be totally different here, right? And that's why, like, I don't throw out buzzwords like stay motivated or you know, discipline or embrace the suck. Everyone has different things. But, you know, like the Nietzsche quote that I butcher all the time, you know, that basically paraphrase says, if a man has a big enough how or a big enough why, he can bear any how. If your reason for wanting something is important enough to you, then your actions to follow up and achieve it get exponentially, you know, easier to manage on a day-to-day basis. And I think that's the biggest thing, you know, and that's kind of how I look at it. Yeah. And so, Stephanie, I'm going to come back to your question because I like what you're saying right here. Motivation, it's a farce, I think is what she's saying. Said it comes down to dedication. In my opinion, discipline, motivation comes and goes. She goes, I meant discipline. So yeah, I agree with you there 100%. It comes down to structure and routine. And to me, that's how I stay motivated because it would take more effort for me to push myself off the path than it is to stay on it because I've shaped the path. I've made it to where these are non-negotiables, right? X, Y, Z, I'm going to do it in some form or fashion. I've got the toolkits available. I got my Tetris blocks, my Legos. I know how to adjust these things. I've got my food, my pantry's in play. I know where I can go eat on the run. I've got these strategies in play that it makes executing it easier. So, you know, I like the outcome. So I do what it takes to reach and maintain that outcome. You got anything on that? I know I kind of big tough frogman this one.
And you did. You kind of frogman that whole thing. I really hate the word motivation. Because it's been overused and it's that like poster hanging on the wall about staying motivated for everything. Guys, nobody wants to do everything. Do you want to go walk outside and get some sun and go to the beach? Yeah, sure. Do you want to go to work? Maybe not. Do you want to get out of bed? Maybe not. Do you want to go work out? We don't want to work out half the time. What we do want is the results we get from it. And this is a long-term play. This is like when you're looking for what you want to call motivation, You can't just think about what you want right now. This is about what's best for you in the long run. What's going to help me improve a year from now? What am I going to look back and be excited that I did? Well, I went and did all my training sessions this year, so next year I'm going to be super jacked. Awesome. That's worth it to me. I stayed on my food, didn't lose any of my progress. That's worth it. But that is a long-term play. Sometimes you got to sit with your brain and talk through that, because boy, your right now wants will override your long-term wants if you don't take the time to think them through.
What do you want now versus what you want most? And guys, sometimes those things do not align.
No.
And that's when you have to use this brain, not necessarily this brain. This feely brain is great as long as the facts back it up. And so I think that's a big thing too.
I relate this to being at Chili's. Everybody ever been to Chili's before? So you go to Chili's?
I've been to Chili's.
Yeah.
Been a long time though.
We used to go to Chili's all the time. One of the hardest things for me, they put that giant container of chips and salsa on the table. I will crush 3 baskets of chips by myself.
Easy.
Not even thinking twice about it.
Easy.
Would I be super happy about it the next day or the next month? No. No, probably not.
But, you know, if you were in maintenance, that'd feel okay, right? I mean, you know, hard work. You earned it, right?
Push the chips away. Push them away and think about it. Send them back. Give them to the waiter. Make your husband eat them. Whatever. Push them away.
Danielle's here. What's up? How are you? We were just talking about motivation.
Yep.
Murphy said, mine's disappointment. I don't want to disappoint Greg or Ann. It sounds silly, and I know that I wouldn't, but I don't want to explain it to either of them that I blew it. They hold me accountable to myself. And we can talk about internal or extrinsic and internal motivation, whether or not that's a great way to do things. As long as you have the internal drive to do it as well, because that external drive can falter, right? One way that is, like, you get mad at Greg one day. Not that I can imagine Greg would do anything to get you mad, but even Saint Anne can get on my nerves. And Murphy, I know we're pretty similar. Does that mean you don't care about disappointing him in that moment? What's your fail safe for that? And I'm not here to say that's wrong. I get it. Accountability is huge. I'm literally messaging my coach right now, and he's yelling at me for going to BJJ when I tweaked my back. And I'm like, hey man, I'm sorry I missed those sessions. I couldn't walk Tuesday night after jiu-jitsu. My back locked up so bad. And he's like, dude, are you an idiot? So I get it. I'm there with you. Accountability is huge. Not wanting to let people down too is huge. I'm right there with you. We just want to make sure that's not the only reason we do things. And I'm a huge fan of the old Viktor Frankl quote, happiness, you can't find happiness. Happiness must ensue. It must come from within. Your motivation, your why, your discipline, your structure, all of that stuff is going to stick much longer if it comes from an internal place and not an external source. It's the carrot versus the stick kind of thing.
I like that you ended it too with, they hold me accountable
exactly.
to myself.
Yes.
So this is less about disappointment, because you know that neither one of us would ever be disappointed in you. It's not something that we don't attach that kind of emotion or feeling to missteps or bumps in the road. But yeah, it's, you're holding yourself accountable.
Well, you know, and Stephanie says, Murphy, I totally get it. And Murphy says, and at the end of the day, it's always for me.
Right.
But those two are a close second when I need it. And then she corrected her spelling too. For everybody on FinLive just listening to audio in their car, on their run or whatever, Murphy spelled two wrong. She spelled it as those two, T-O-O, are a close second. And I didn't know what she talked about. I said, but those also are, you know, those two are. So it actually fits. Those also are a close second, but she meant those two. So good correction. But you actually did it correct either way, so no one would have called you out, Murphy. You're good. But yeah, so again, what do I tell everybody all the time? The only way you can give your best to others is if you first give your best to yourself. And a close second being your family, your children, your husband, your spouse, wanting to be your best, to be your best for them, that is also super huge. And Stephanie has corrected me. She is correct.
She
said, hey, Murphy's on drugs. Give her a break. Stephanie, you got me. I own that one. Good catch. So speaking of Stephanie, let's go back. I think you know what I'm going to say here, because you said don't kill you.
But
I'm going to get into it anyway.
No.
Hold on, man. Wow, this was a while ago, wasn't it? Don't yell at
me.
Okay. So, Stephanie asks, Serenity Now. Don't take the direct method.
Come he in said Serenity method. Now.
Ask earnest questions. Okay, I'm on it. Stephanie says, thoughts on a small deload period, in quotes, like a refeed or one day without tracking but still intuitively eating. Okay, there are so many trigger and buzzwords in this thing. I don't even know how to address it. Don't yell at you. I'm not, but I'm going to just quote right here. You said, it's a farce. Everything you just said was a farce, and I know you didn't mean it that way. So here's my thoughts. Thoughts on spending money you haven't earned. Thoughts on maxing your credit cards and going in the red. Thoughts on going out and taking a trip to Vegas when you haven't paid your bills. Thoughts on any kind of not smart, calculated decision ever. I'm not going to do it. If you want to do it, fantastic. Thoughts on riding a motorcycle without a helmet. I'm not going to do it. It's a non-calculated risk or a poorly calculated risk if you do the math, and I am not a fan of it. If you're a fan of it and you are willing to accept the fact that you are flushing progress, potentially, down the toilet by not tracking, by calling it some name that sounds like it's an excuse to eat like an a-hole, and then telling me you're going to intuitively eat, do you know what intuitive eating got me? My before photo. Is it going to get me that in one day? No. Is it going to benefit me at all? Highly unlikely, unless you consider bubble guts and like gastric pain, bloating, distension, and horrible bowel movements a bonus, because that's what's going to happen if I go eat however I want. 7 years later after tracking, if you sit me down at a Chinese buffet, I will literally try to rupture my guts from it.
You'd crush it.
If that's not you, and you are comfortable accepting the outcome of your intuition, of your feels, of your one day without tracking, of your deload period, of whatever buzzword you want to attribute to not having any accountability to yourself, to your goals, be my guest. I will give you the highest of fives. If you're happy about it, a week later, not 5 minutes into the meal, not 30 seconds after it's done, but after a week when you've had to sit, log, track, see the response and how you feel, if you're stoked on it, I'm stoked for you. And guys, every week I get trackers from people that are okay with it, and I get trackers from a lot more people that aren't. It's up to you who you are. You are the boss. You are an adult. You are an autonomous individual. Anytime you want to do anything and are willing to accept the outcomes of it, I'm your biggest fan. But don't say a word to your coach about your progress, because your coach is going to bring up all these instances and ask you, where do you think you might have been had you not YOLO'd all these times? Because that's not first in nutrition's guidance. We got to accept the responsibility for the outcome of the situations we put ourselves in. And if you're cool with it, you can defeed, reload, intuit, tracking free, look ma, no hands, all you want. And I'll be your biggest fan until you question why you're not making as much progress.
I think if I had ever had any thoughts, we go out to dinner, we're somewhere, and I think that I just want to say, YOLO, I'm going to eat. Because it happens, right? We go to Texas Day, Brazil.
All the time it happens.
We're going on a cruise in 4 weeks. I have a plan. You better believe I have a plan when I go on a cruise. You sit down at the buffet and I'm like, ooh, you know what? I'm just going to eat because why not? Here are the two questions that come into my head. One, where was I when I, we're going to quote, intuitively eat, right? Where was I when I was eating intuitively as to however I thought I needed to eat? Not in a good place, right? Probably don't want to go back there. And the second one is, what's to say that I won't continue that cycle? Because if I start, I'm not going to stop. I'm going to do it one day and I may not have any repercussions from it in a negative way. And I might go, well, shoot, I can do this. So it might be once a week. And then it might be twice a week. And then it might be a whole day. Now I'm blowing a whole week. That's me. Those are two questions that I got to ask, because the answer to that is, nope, sticking to the plan because I cannot do that to myself again.
Two people can go do the same thing and have drastically different outcomes. I got a guy who YOLOs every weekend when there's an event, when there's a whatever, and your boy is shredded. I got another guy that YOLOs way more than he should, and he ain't shredded. The guy who YOLOs and is shredded clearly has habits, routine, and structure in place that allow him to still make progress. We both know it's not as much progress as he could make, but he's still able to make a comfortable amount of progress due to his lifestyle.
And he accepts those decisions.
And he accepts it every time. And he tells me, yo, bro, it's wedding season. I got three weddings I got to go to. I am going to mess this up. He writes with regret. Dude, I messed it up way more than I thought I was going to. It doesn't feel good. I hate this. Please let me get through this so I can get back to progress. He hates it, but he owns it and he accepts it. And that's what my emails say. Bro, you are the king of ownership. Maybe don't go so hard in the paint. We're getting older. You know, but hey, you're happy, I'm happy. The other guy, not so happy. What can we do to fix it? And that's the biggest thing. Two people can do the same thing, same trip, same whatever, blah, blah. One person goes on vacation, burns it down, comes back as happy. The other person goes on vacation for a week and it takes them 6 weeks to get back at tracking. How much progress did they lose in 7 weeks? Were the mimosas and the Bellinis and the crustinis and whatever the hell else you ate that you can't even remember 2 months later, were they really worth it? I don't know. You tell me. I cannot make that decision for you. But if I hear you complaining about it way more than you were celebrating it, I think the answer is clear, at least from an outside source. That internal dialogue you're battling, write it down on paper. It gets a lot clearer when you write it down, and as you're writing it down, you try to lie to yourself, and you go, oh shit, I am literally lying to myself right now, because you don't want to read back how you really feel. So just a thing. Stephanie said, okay, it was just a question. Hey, no, fam. Totally, hey, man, good question. And ask yourself, you going to be okay with it? If you are,
do it.
I got it for you. I shine it up.
Yeah.
And a pow, high five right for you.
We have people that do it, and they accept it. They
absolutely
own it, and it's cool.
Absolutely. Anytime you can own a decision, I'm a big fan of it.
Got to know yourself.
Val says, this is such a great follow-up on last week's Fin Live. Loving all this. Plus, it's great for me coming out of a deficit and going back to maintenance.
Yep.
Crucial time, crucial time. We want to maintain the progress. We don't want to regress. Maintain the gain. Also, I could totally crush those chips and salsa and eat all
chips,
the food.
I don't know. They sprinkle crack on them. I don't know what it is. God, yeah. They're so good.
I'll tell you what. I put a ton of salt on them, and they're already drowned in oil and grease. And plus, the salsa is delicious.
They're
and then
so good.
You got to get the queso dip.
Oh, yeah.
You got to get the queso dip.
Or guacamole if we go somewhere. Oh, I eat the whole bowl of guacamole. Mm-hmm. That's dangerous.
All right, guys. So, Jamie, I hope that helped answer some questions. Maybe it created a few more. Maybe now you think you want to be a frogman. That's okay. Let me know when you get a chance to watch this, what you think about this, and we'll dive into a little bit more, because again, coming up with logistical and tactical, you know, approaches that apply to you may be different, but maybe one of those pieces resonated, whether it's Anne's desire to not want to set herself back because maybe she's going to have difficulty getting on track. Maybe it's figuring out where your place and desire to make progress comes from. And maybe that's your guiding light. Maybe it's accepting it because you're like, yo, man, I'm okay getting a little loose right now. It's all right if I lose a little bit of progress. There are no wrong answers here. We are here to help you find what you feel is right for you.
As long as you are happy, we're happy for you.
And that's it. Speaking of being happy, terrible segue.
Terrible segue.
Terrible segue. But,
You said segue and I spelled it in my head. I wrote it.
Did
for
you
something.
Write? Did you write it in your head? Because
so
that's not the segue.
That's
it was.
That's not the right segue. I had to write it down the other day. For anybody who's never had to write segue, it's interesting.
Segui.
Yeah, basically.
Segui.
Changes.
Guys, you know us. We're really transparent with you guys. Probably more so than I don't know if any business company operation has to be. Maybe more than we should be.
Talk about no pants.
Right. Talk about no pants. Talk about can't find underwear. But there are some changes coming to First in Nutrition that may or may not impact you and may or may not impact your friends and family. And nothing to speculate. It's nothing horrible. We're here to answer questions. We're here to talk about it. But the only way to really get it out there and address it is just by getting out there and addressing it. So that is what we are going to do right now. We're raising our prices.
Hang on with your questions.
Hang on.
Because we're going to get into this.
And fuck, ask your questions. I don't care. We are going to raise the cost of joining the First In family. See, this is why I had to get it out.
Yep.
Murphy says, oh no, I'm nervous now. But
we're okay. We're
but there is a solid chance it is not going to impact you on this live call. Okay? And I will explain that. Now I'll explain the impact of this, the decision we made, how we're going to take care of the fam, how we're going to do this stuff. So I don't want you guys thinking that, Jonathan has our credit cards and he's going to charge us money. No. Just hear us out. You know us. Hear us out. We're coming up on 3.5 years of being First In without changing our rates. We haven't raised it at all because we want First In to be as accessible to everyone as possible. FBU's laughing at me.
I don't even know
what FBU's laughing at, and I don't know who you are. So man, this is hurting my feelings. Fam, help me out. Who's FBU? Let me know who I'm talking to. During this time period, you know, the reason we haven't raised our rates is because we want to make First In as accessible to everyone as possible. Coach Tasha made a great post today talking about, hey, you know, I'm not going to tell you that a nutrition coach isn't an investment. It is, but let's talk about how much money you save, and we talk about this all the time, how much money you save once you balance the calorie budget. You go to Chili's, like Ann and I used to do, and we get the 2 for $20, but before that, we get the chips and queso.
Yeah.
We get a couple drinks in there.
Yeah.
Maybe we'd split something else, and then after that, we got a couple lava cakes, right?
Yeah.
Now, if we decided to budget our calories for 20, or we budget our calories for Chili's, we'd get a 2 for $20 and take half of it home because we couldn't eat it, right? So we save a lot of money there. And I stress that point because as much as I do not want to trivialize anyone's financial situation, I have never met anyone, a member of First In Nutrition at this price point, that if they dug in and looked, hasn't saved more money than nutrition coaching costs. And we do that for a reason. Thank you, Stephanie. Stephanie says it's Renard.
Okay.
No, Renard, you were the man. And I'm gonna send you an email here real quick because Coach Adam propped you out. So I'm gonna send you an email. You let me know about it. But so that being said, we got Renard as FB.
There we go.
Thank you. Jennifer Zinker, here I was hoping, saying you were going to get a second dog.
We've been talking about it, but we're going on a cruise in like 4 weeks, so at least needs to wait till after, because our poor dog sitter can't handle two.
And then can our dog sitter watch two dogs? Do we have to get two dog sitters? We're thinking about it, though.
We're thinking about it.
So let me get back to some of the why behind this, and then I'll let you guys know the impact it may or may not have on you guys, because y'all are family. So I'm going to tell you kind of where we're coming from with this. The reasons we're going down this avenue are numerous. As we grow, our costs are increasing. The stuff we have to do to take care of you guys on the back end goes up. The more we try to do for you guys, the costs increase in terms of adding calculators, developing stuff, working on stuff on the back end, creating videos we have in mind, all this stuff. There's just a time and a dollar cost to it. Getting people in the family in terms of hours it takes to reach out and market and all the stuff to grow the family, training, bringing coaches up to the level so we can continue offering you guys the best service we want possible. Some new member rewards that might be coming up that we might have been working on the last 2 years that are about to happen. Pretty freaking sweet. I'm pretty excited about it. All this stuff. Everything is increasing because we want to keep giving you guys stuff. But at the end of the day, for us to be here to give you guys stuff, we have to be able to pick coaches and keep the lights on. There's some potential roles we're looking at to help us fill some gaps that might require some money. We've got some coaches that want to invest their lives into being full-time here that we want to work on. all of these new things we're trying to do and all of the new things that we want to do simply are requiring a cost. And if we actually balanced out like cost for inflation, we're way behind the times.
We're not even getting into inflation.
A 2018 dollar is not a 2021 dollar.
But we've been doing 3.5 years.
Yeah, we did 3.5 years on raising. We're not trying to gouge anybody.
No.
So this is the thing. We're going to raise our rates. And that's why we're telling you guys this. Right now, we're announcing it because we are not going to increase the prices until next year. We will be increasing our rates at the ever ironic milestone of January 1st. Right in time for New Year's resolution, we're going to charge more money because why wouldn't we, right? Why wouldn't we make it harder to join the family than charge a couple extra dollars? And we got to draw a line on things. We got to figure it out. And so that's why we're here now, to let you guys get 3 months of a heads up advance notice for this. But guess what? It's probably not going to affect you guys, because y'all are fam. Y'all have been here, some of you, since day one. And I just don't feel good about saying you guys have to pay more money. So the decision we came up with as a team is, y'all are all, you know, staying right where you're at. I can't say it's forever. 15 years from now, if 2033 equivalent of $699 is $14 million, we're going to have to adjust eventually.
A tank of gas is like $500,000.
If we have to have a barrel full of Bitcoin to buy a loaf of bread, I'm not going to say you guys are locked in forever. But for the foreseeable future, as far as my crystal ball will reach, and it reached 3.5 years, so I bet on me, your rates will not change, provided there is no break in your time. If you decide you're going to mow your own lawn, and you're going to take care of it, you take 6 months off, you come back and join the family, you'll go through the join page, like everybody else. You decide you're going to continue your journey, you'll go to a continue the journey page for OGs, which we're going to have to really find a way to, I've added a whole bunch of work on myself to make sure I take care of you guys, but that's what it's for, it's what it's all about. You'll go to a continue the journey page and you will pay the rate you have paid, the $699 or the $129. Because that's just the only way I'm going to be able to sleep at night. You know, we're like, well, what if we tell everybody and then if they want to, they can, no, we're not going to have you bank time. We're not going to have you buy 2 years. We're not going to do that crap because that's not who we are. We're going to keep you guys exactly where you're at. Nothing will change for you. Unless there's a gap, you take a break, and then you come back, and you know that now. You know that. We're letting you know. There'll be an email out for this. We will beat this dead horse into the ground between now and December 31st, so no one is surprised. Yeah. You're brand new to the fam. You're watching me for the first time. I apologize. I'm a little keyed up today. This applies to you, too. Anyone. You join December 31st. You sneaky devil, it applies to you. That's why we're telling you guys this early. This is not false scarcity. This is not designed for you to go set up the MLM booth at your table and tell all your friends they have to join now or the money's going up. This is so you can tell your friends if they're on the fence, they know, get in while the getting's good, and they can lock it in for the foreseeable future right along with you. And that is why we're giving everybody 3 months notice. We didn't want to do some snaky 2 days before we raise the rates. I saw a company do that.
Oh.
They changed
it on current members.
Yeah,
so still
it was
active.
They gave you 3 days to lock in. No, man,
that's
we're not
going
to do that. We figured 3 months was enough time. Really, that's because we just made this decision a week ago. We've been fighting this for probably
well
a good solid year.
Yeah.
We just made the decision with the team a week ago. We wanted to let you guys know with as much time as we could, and that's why we're talking about it now. So it seems like I've shell-shocked every one of you guys.
Everybody's quiet.
Nobody's quiet. Nobody's cheering that we're letting them stay at their current prices and not raising the rates on them. Wow, that's you guys. Some fam y'all are.
Everybody's celebrating in private. But yeah,
right.
Guys, if you're here and there is no break in your program, you don't leave.
We're going to take care of you.
You get your rate. You're grandfathered in.
So you're gonna take care of your friends. You get them to sign up. We just had some new members of the fam join today. Y'all are in. Y'all are good. We take care of family. You're family now. Someone that quit last week doesn't tap in, doesn't hear, doesn't read their emails, because we do send our emails back to people that are no longer in the family. We do send mailing to let people know we do stuff like this. They decide not to join until March. Sorry, man. We're doing everything we can. So that's what it's about. It's about taking care of you guys.
Jonathan beat some responses out of you.
Good. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Amir is cheering. That's my boy. We got your back.
We
got your back.
3.5 years we waited until, you know.
This is not an easy decision. It's not an easy decision. But in order for us to do the things we want to do, to make the things we want to make for you guys, to develop the stuff we got to make for you guys, I'll be honest with you guys. There's one me. And there's one her. And all the stuff we want to do means we've got to coach less members. Right? I hate the fact that I don't coach 5 days a week. I hate the fact that I do not get to directly change lives like I used to when I coached upwards of close to 200 people. I hate it. I got into this because I wanted to coach. But as things change, and as First In changes, and as my responsibilities, guys, I don't know what I'm doing. I didn't sign up to have a team. I don't know anything about this, man. I was a crappy singer who was a good enough singer in a punk rock band to become a fireman. And here I am trying to pretend I'm a businessman. That's why I'm so bad at it. I don't know what I'm doing.
We just make it up as we go.
But as this needs more of me, and this needs more of Anne, our rosters have to come down. As our coaches get awesome and get better, they want more of this, and we want to give it to them. Yeah. So this is all about us being able to take care of you guys the best we can. But at the same time, we're not going to bait and switch you guys. You guys are our family. You guys have been here since day one. You've always supported us. And we'll support your friends and family that get in too. And that's why we're telling you guys now. Kelly says, thank you for taking care of us. Nice. Absolutely. We'll do anything we can. Anything we can to take care of you guys. Murphy says, you're stuck with us for life.
Not sorry for that.
Stephanie says, I get it. Business is business. I am very grateful. Let's keep our current ways. Absolutely. You know, because I'm not going to say all the things we mentioned. Because, and trust me, as we provide new things moving forward, that will be included. You guys will be included as well. We're not going to have split tiers. No. This tier pays more, so they get more than the OGs. No. So we are absolutely willing to take that L, if you will, on that, because we know that other costs aren't going to factor into you guys too. So we made a calculated decision on how we could take care of you guys the best we can, and we're going to stand by it. So you guys are family, man. You know that. Val says, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for understanding. Yeah. So what exactly are the new rates going to be? Guys, it's nothing astronomical. It's nothing crazy. In fact, if you actually hit a Google newsflash, we know we're not the only nutrition coaches out there. It's okay. You don't have to hurt our feelings. It's not like telling your boyfriend he's the hottest guy you ever met or something. No, honey, I swear. That's what they all look like. It's great. It's fine. Don't worry about it. It's not like that. We know there are other coaches out there. Hell, I'm friends with a bunch of them. We know some of y'all came from them. If you Google what they're charging, we're still going to be less than them. Yeah. We're still going to be, I don't like to call us the cheap guys on the block, but we're still going to be as affordable as we can. Why? Because we give a shit about helping people. No. That's it. So what are the new rates going to be, guys? We're going from $6.99 to $7.99. That's it.
For 24 weeks.
$6.99 to $7.99. We are just upping it a digit. That's it. No crazy $11.99, $8.49, $12.99. I saw someone the other day. There was a different price depending on who was your coach. I was like, y'all crazy with that mess. Get on out of here. So, yeah, we're going up from $6.99 to $7.99, and that will take in effect January 1. Anna said, just joined. We'll have to listen from the start. Anna, I know you just heard that we're raising our rates. That will not apply to you. It applies to people that join after 1-1. As long as there is not a break in your program, as long as you continue the journey, you will stay at the price you are at. I do not want you thinking it's a bait and switch and we're raising the rates on you right after, hey, thanks for coming to the reunion. By the way, we're hitting you up for more. No, it's not going to work that way. It's not going to work that way. That is the upcoming change we want to talk about.
So we talked about the $6.99, $7.99. The monthly is going up as well, right?
Ian says, I mean, charging runners might not be out of the question. You know why? Brother, I talked to Ian the other day. Ian and I were talking about coaches that charge a premium for services. And I said, Ian clarified. He said, charging more. I said, but that would take away from the amount of impact we're about to have or we want to have, the amount of people want to have. I said, because, man, there are some people I'd love to make pay. And he just started laughing. We are not here to profiteer. We are not here to do that. There are legitimate increases, not only in cost of doing business, but in the services we want to provide and in acquisition and in everything we want to do. And 3.5 years in, we just have to make that move, and we figured what better time than the start of the new year to just go ahead and jack it up on everybody. But again, I want to repeat it. You guys are family. You supported us, some of you, from day one. Some of you, it's been one day, but it doesn't matter. You're our family. We are not going to bait and switch you. We are not going to charge you more. You're going to stay right where you're at as long as there isn't a break. So I hope that is clear. I hope it resonates. I hope you don't think Anne's a horrible human. If you think this is a bad idea, it was all her idea because you see how bougie she is with all her purses and her fancy cars.
Oh, bougie.
High maintenance.
Flops and holes in my shorts.
High maintenance. Yeah, Ian, just hit 2 years. And, you know, like I said, I don't know if you're here for that part, Ian. I can't predict the future. If 12 years from now, I hope you're still with us. If 12 years from now, $6.99 in 2020 money, 2021 money is $14 million. We probably can't do it. Coach Steve's not going to be happy. Coach Nastasha's not going to be happy. Hey, man, here's your $3. You know, they can't even buy a taco with it. But for as long as we humanly can, you guys will probably be laughing at us, telling us, please take more money before we raise the rates on you guys. As long as there's no break, you guys are family. You've been here for us for a long time. And our mission is to always take care of you guys. We are still going to do everything we can to make it as accessible to everybody, to make it as affordable as we possibly can, and to deliver way more value than we ever ask from you guys, because that's what it's all about to us. Help good people do good things. That does not mean, like former people I was associated with, charge the most you can while doing the least, because that'll never be what this is about. You guys have probably already noticed the team and, you know, us doing way more, trying to be way more present, way more involved, try to create more, try to just simply offer more. And that's the continued goal, and that's a big part of this. Ian gets it, man. As a business owner, he's like, I've risen prices per student firearm instructor business multiple times. Inflation, input cost, labor, SG&A.
I don't know what that is, but yeah.
I just told you guys I'm a terrible businessman. Ian's way better at business than I am. He's got an acronym I don't know. So, all this stuff happens, and we've avoided it for 3.5 years. We did the best we could, and now we think it's time to make the move. Wanted to let you guys know. What's this mean? Just like we talked about in the sticky, just like you're going to hear us keep talking about, as we make this move to normalize positivity, as we make this move to create this culture of sharing, we want you guys to celebrate your successes, celebrate the successes of others, share, do our best to encourage members that might be on the fence that are good fits for the family to join the family. You got another little feather in your cap. By the way, it's going to cost more money in January. That's the last resort. That's once you know they're ready to go. That's the nudge.
Don't lead with that.
Yeah. Or if not, maybe let them pay a little bit more so we can actually get something out of this rate raise. Who knows? Who cares? Y'all do what you want to do. Ian did clarify, sales, goods, and administrative expenses.
I mean, that's life, right? Everything goes up. Inflation is a real thing.
That's what our accountant takes care of, man. I just shoot him the P&L, you know what I'm saying? from the QBO. It's QuickBooks Online. That's not really a business term. But yeah, so guys, if you have any questions on that, let us know. We're here to answer them. We're clearly pretty transparent about what we're going to do and what we want to do. And if you have any questions, let us know. We'll answer them. And if not, it's time for the free-for-all. So if you have any other questions that aren't due to Anne and her capitalist desires, let me know. We'll take them on.
My super bougie self. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to avoid that one. Love you, Murph. Going to avoid that one.
Shame. Shame. I'm going to blame it on the drugs.
We'll just say Murphy's high on painkillers right now. We'll roll with that one.
But that's about all we got.
Yeah?
So,
otherwise, we're going to what? Date night? We don't know what we're watching tonight.
I don't know what we're watching tonight.
I don't know. Anybody got any movie recommendations while we're wrapping up the free-for-all?
That are out? Don't tell me something. Wait.
No. Stephanie, ask all the questions.
Ask all the questions you want. Totally just... fine. Don't ask a question you don't want an answer for. And that's legitimate, right? Sometimes we don't want answers to our questions because if we don't have answers, ignorance is bliss, right? We can just operate however we want. Ask me how I know about that. That's how I spent the first 35 years of my dietary life. So ask all the questions you want. Just understand I will give you an answer to the best of my ability. And it may not always be the one we hope it is. But that's why we shouldn't, when we ask a question, we should generally ask an earnest question, a question we generally want an answer to, yep. Not one we just want to confirm our own beliefs, because then that's got an agenda to it. Murphy says, all I watch is kids' movies, wish I could help. Man, what did we watch the other day? There was some kids' movie that looked really good. Oh, we started watching, we're in a hotel, we started watching Jungle Book. The live action. It was really good.
Yeah, we gotta download that one.
We might download that one. Stephanie says, I know, I asked for it, literally. You asked for it and you got it. And I hope it helps you make a more informed decision. I just made a post the other day that said a coach's role is not to tell you what you want to hear. It's helped you figure out what it is you really want to accomplish or what you really want to do and help you achieve that mission. I'm here not to tell you what you want to hear. If telling you were right was my job, it'd be great. You guys would love me, but you probably wouldn't make the progress you're after because that's not really what I'm here for. I'm here to go, man, I don't know. Is that what you want to do? You say your goals are this, but your actions say you're doing this. There's a mismatch. How do we get those two to align a little bit better? And if you're cool with it, fam, you know I'm cool with it, man. YOLO. I get it. We're doing a Daniel Craig 007 movie rewatch in time for the new one. Dude, I heard the new one. I mean, I read this in passing. Is Tom Hardy the new Bond?
Oh, fun.
Is that correct?
Oh, I'm in.
Let me know, Jennifer.
We don't watch TV, so I don't see commercials for movies.
Ian says, Murphy, you're 100% right in my line of business. There you go. Politics aside, when that's how I take office, my consumers panic, my business doubles, and my costs increase because ammo prices rise so high. I supply ammo to students so costs pass on. Absolutely. I mean, there's no denying that's a tangible cost of business. You can show them the receipt if they need it.
It's like every restaurant you ever go to. We went to a restaurant the other day, and I was like, I know those costs went up because this meal's costing us $10 more today. It's just, it happens.
Murphy says, Jennifer Zenker, I can't watch Daniel Craig movies anymore. Oh, all I see is Coach Steve.
That's like the greatest compliment ever.
Daniel Craig wishes he was as jacked as Coach Steve is, man. Guy needs to up his game. Put Coach Steve in Bond. Boy, wouldn't that be funny? Steve delivering Bond one-liners. Oh, that's the best. Steve should be Bond for Halloween.
Oh, we'll work on this. Stephanie,
Stephanie, we know.
Whether it was just a hypothetical, whether it was figurative, whether you really wanted to know, doesn't matter.
Stephanie says, I hope y'all know it was a figurative question, LOL. I'm not intuitively doing shit. I do what my coach says. Stephanie, and the thing is, at the end of the day, ask any question you have. I may take a little enjoyment by getting my blood pressure elevated and having a good time with it and joking with you. But I love to answer these questions because maybe it was figurative for you. Maybe you kind of thought you had the answer. Maybe someone else doesn't. Maybe someone else has heard all these buzz terms and it's good to have a cheat day and let's reset our metabolism and let's do all this stuff. And you know, maybe it really helps them out. So there's no such thing as bad questions. I promise you guys this, Jamie Holiday, who asked the question on motivation, is an OG. And I bet if I asked her to write down what she thought we were going to say, she could have done it. But that doesn't mean she's not going to take something from it, and it doesn't mean it didn't help everybody else out.
So it looks like it's still Daniel Craig.
So she says, I don't think Hardy has been tapped as Bond, no. Just speculation.
I just Googled James Bond 2021, and it comes up as Daniel Craig.
All right, I got an FBU that says, hello from the Schaefers.
Hey, Schaefers, we know who that is.
Do we?
Oh, wait a minute.
What Schaefers do we have?
Oh, no.
What Schaefers do we have? I know we're kind of free-for-all, but there's the link. Maybe you don't want to click it this time. Let us know what Schaefers you are.
Oh, is this Emily and Wade, or is this Nell and Heath?
Right.
Oh, no.
I've got to think. If I had to guess, I would say it would be Emily and Wade, because Nell and Heath, I don't think, would be together, because Heath's deployed.
Maybe.
So I'm going to, that's where I'm going to cast it. I'm going to cast my vote, but if I'm wrong, let me know. Guys, I have no problem being wrong. Let me know I'm wrong. Murphy says, Stephanie, I've been there too. That's why Jonathan and I fight, even if he doesn't know it.
Guys, when Murphy and Jonathan get together, they're like the same person. We hung out with them, and me and Greg just looked at each other, and we were like, we're going to walk away from this hot mess right now, both of them.
We're like the same person, but one of us is right. I'll leave it at that, Murphy.
It's amazing.
Stephanie says, poke the bear. Jennifer says, Wade. Yes, okay. That's right.
Emily and Wade, got it.
Welcome back, Wade. I'm glad you're back in Swing Things. Glad to see you here. Murphy says, sometimes it's fun. Yeah, we'll see about that. We'll see about if it's fun at the reunion.
Oh, so much fun at the reunion. Oh, it's going to be awesome.
My Cards Against Humanity partner. I'm calling Murphy again.
You got her.
I'm calling Murphy again for Cards Against Humanity. Wade and Emily, thank you. I don't know why I clicked that.
I'm going to request that Steve and Adam are partners again.
Oh, man, they slayed it at the reunion. Good Lord. Ian says, I'm recruiting from the Council of Ians, which is going to be confusing.
Yeah.
That is going to be confusing. I'm so used to there being one Ian. That's interesting. Murphy says, me. Murphy, we know that's not true. We know. Everyone knows. We don't have to argue about it. Everyone knows that's not true.
Oh, God.
But we are going to be partners again. You're right on that one.
Reunion's
coming. I give credit where credit's due. We are going to be partners again at the reunion. Guys, if you ain't got nothing, you know me. I'll talk all damn night. But we got some dinner to get. We got some dating to do.
Yeah.
I got some posting to do. Got some social proof to post. Guys, feel free to culture of share that later if you'd like.
Stephanie said, as long as John reads the hot cheese card again, you can pick up.
Dude, with jazz hands.
He's coming.
He is coming. Yeah, by the way.
Committed.
Hot cheese is already, I think he was like first person that slid it in. Hot cheese is in the house. I think it's only fair that we just force the hot cheese card on him. We know it. We know when he says it, it's him. I mean, somebody, and then we'll probably all vote for it no matter what it is. He'll probably get the card just because he hot cheesed it. So yeah, I'm a big fan. But yeah, guys, so thanks for hanging out with us. I hope that made sense on the changes. I hope that the why behind it was clearly communicated, and I hope you guys know that we will always take care of you the best we can.
If you have questions, please reach out to us.
We're going to post this. Yeah. I will probably cut that section out of the video like I've been doing lately. Another thing that takes hours to try to get it out there so more people can see it. I know that for some reason people don't like to watch these things as much as I like to create them.
10 minutes.
So I'm trying to get this information out better. So if you have somebody in the fam, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, tell them to watch it when I repost it. Tell them to watch this call and let's get these questions taken care of. I don't know if we're going to drop the email out this week or whatever, but we're going to have an email out for everybody so everybody knows and is aware. But yeah, maybe culture of share that to your friends and the fam so we can get this out there. And if you have any questions, let us know. We're here to answer them. We're here to let you guys know why we're doing it and how it's going to impact you. And the reality is it's not going to impact you unless it does. And then we'll go from there. So Val says so much FOMO. I know, man. We have to understand that as much as we want everybody to be everyone, we can never pick a date. that everyone can do. So we just try to do more things. That way people can come to more stuff. We got next year's summer, spring reunion, whatever it is. We got the cruise. Have the winter reunion next year. We're going to do 3 events in 2022. So yeah, man, let's get down on it. Yeah. So guys, thanks for being awesome. Thanks for bearing with us. Thanks for always being wrong, Murphy. And we'll see you guys soon, man. Thanks for being first in. Take care. Have a great night. Mm-hmm.